Now, our next story looks not at the differences between the candidates, which we're sure to hear about tonight, but at a similarity. President Obama and Mitt Romney share something that goes to the core of this campaign. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, it comes up in every stump speech they give.
The central issue in this campaign is the economy and each candidate's plan to fix it. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both have roadmaps, and if you listen to those prescriptions side by side, they sound remarkably alike, starting with a basic number.
I'm putting forward a practical 5-point plan to create jobs.
Now, my plan, as you've heard, has 5 key steps.
Practical, specific 5-point plan.
I have 5 things I'm going to do.
Romney boiled down his 5-point plan from a much longer proposal that he unveiled in Nevada a year ago.
This is not just one silver bullet. There's not just one idea in here. There are 59 of them.
That seemed a bit unwieldy. Herman Cain gave Romney some flack for the proposal during a primary debate in New Hampshire.
Can you name all 59 points in your 160-page plan?
By the general election, 59 shrank down to 5. The Obama campaign unveiled the president's 5-point plan later at his party's convention. And by the time he hit the campaign trail in Florida the following weekend, the 5-point plan was rolling with him on the bus tour.
I'm asking you to rally not around me, but rally around a set of goals for our country in manufacturing and education and energy, national security, reducing the deficit.
The rule among speechwriters is you always use an odd number.
Mary Kate Carey was a speechwriter for the first President Bush. She says a 3-point plan can be good for the small stuff.
You'd see 3 for, like, three ways I'm going to increase community service in the United States, or something like that. 5 would be better for something big like the economy.
Dig into the substance of the candidates' 5-point plans, and the similarities get really uncanny. Here's goal number 1.
First, I want to export more products and outsource fewer jobs.
Where other nations are now competing, I want to make sure our goods can go throughout the world.
Both men want to sell more American products overseas. Next on the list?
I'm going to take advantage of our energy resources and get us energy independent.
Second part of the plan is to control more of our own energy.
And the similarities don't stop there. Here's number 3.
Number 3, I'm going to make sure we have the kind of training programs that give people the skills they need for the jobs of today.
Number 3. I want to give more Americans the chance to get the skills that they need to compete.
Remember, these are the stump speeches that the candidates give nearly every day. The 5 things that are, as Romney puts it,
dramatically different than the path of status quo represented by this president.
Each candidate says this is what distinguishes him from his opponent. But so far, the 5 points line up 3 for 3. Let's see what's behind door number 4.
4th, we have got to cut the deficit.
Number 4. I want to reduce the deficit without sticking it to the middle class.
For both candidates, number 4 is shrinking the deficit. On number 5, they finally diverge. Romney talks about small businesses, and the president talks about national security. Still, alignment on 4 out of 5 points is kind of amazing, says former Clinton speechwriter Jeff Shessel.
One of the things that's striking in our historical moment is the degree of consensus in this country about the big issues. Everybody wants, it seems, to protect the middle class. Everybody wants to find a path to energy independence. Everybody wants to reduce the deficit. But the real battle is going to be waged over the question of how we get there.
And indeed, there are profound differences beneath the bullet points. Take energy independence. Both men want to stop relying on Mideast oil, but Romney wants the Environmental Protection Agency to stop meddling in U.S. coal mines.
And I am going to bring that pipeline in from Canada so we can get their oil.
On energy independence, President Obama talks about fuel efficiency and green energy.
We've doubled the amount of renewable energy that we generate from things like wind and solar.
And the disagreements extend into the rest of the 5 points as well. Tonight in Denver, those disagreements over how to solve the nation's problems will play out on the debate stage. But at least the candidates agree on what the most pressing problems are. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.